Quigley and Marotta.
Quigley and Marotta mornings.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Quigley Blast.
For a team that dustpan the Suns, sweeping them out of the first round of the playoffs as if they were nothing more than cat litter, the Timberwolves might be the best thing to happen to our basketball team. If they continue to roll through the Nuggets, maybe even to the NBA Finals, diehards on Planet Orange will feel much better about our place in the hierarchy, as in, maybe we're not that bad after all. Maybe we're really not that far away. But those on the inside know better, because they know a lot more than we do, and the lingering saga of Frank Vogel is proof. Now, by now, it seems pretty clear the Suns do not want to fire Vogel, because there's not a lot of great alternatives out there, because prospective head coaches know the Western Conference is like scaling Mount Everest, and because if it all falls into place, they can always scapegoat and blame the offense and the departed Kevin Young. But this delay suggests uncertainty around the two most important players, Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. Really, what else could it be? Because you need to know what they think. You need to know that they will be cool with running it back. And this delay really makes you wonder what is going on behind the scenes. So meanwhile, keep cheering for the T-Wolves. Keep cheering for Frank Vogel to outlast Darvin Ham and the Denver Nuggets. At this moment, it's all we've got. All right, today's Bickley Blast brought to you by my great friends at Chapman BMW. Make luxury attainable. Find them online at chapmanbmw.com.
With Doc Rivers, as you said, taking the Milwaukee job midseason, you know, you only really have Budenholzer out there in terms of readily available recent championship coaches. And so the Suns might say, you know what? We're going to give Frank Vogel another season. They haven't made that decision yet.
It's Mark Stein a couple days ago on a podcast talking about what we're still wondering about, this ticking clock. And Sam Amick, who just joined us, kind of pointed at the weird nature of all of this.
And I like what Sam said about in terms of how he interpreted what James Jones had to say and what his thought was and the way he perceived it. And this is a veteran guy who's covered the league. He's got the league-wide perspective that is very important in stories like this. And so what he's hearing was maybe a ham-handed attempt to kind of reassure Kevin Durant that, okay, look, we found out, we're aware that you are not happy with the offense and how it didn't maximize you. So maybe what he was trying to convey was, KD, don't worry, stick with us. It will be different next time around. Now, where he got into trouble, obviously, is saying we're going to be the first team to do it. And that had people rolling their eyes, as Sam said, made people think, do these clowns know what they're doing? So maybe that is what's going on with Kevin Durant. And then, of course, the Devin Booker thing. We're all going to hope that Book is forever our guy. Mm-hmm. And that is, I mean, that's really the most important thing in all of this. But it does seem to me that the longer this goes on, that there's truth to the fact that Frank Vogel believes he's got the support of the owner.
Yeah, he said
it's just a question of whether or not he's got whether or not the primary players on this team can really run this back with sincerity, with actually showing buy-in and real belief next time around.
Yeah, and look, the Suns, their belief at that press conference was, we ran out of time. It came up certain times. We didn't have enough time together to gel the way that we needed to. A frustrated fan base heard that and threw its hands up and said, that's BS. We don't believe that at all. But if that's the Suns' true belief, that would explain the lack of I guess it doesn't explain the lack of an announcement to say Frank Vogel's coming back for mm-hmm. another year.
Because that has to be, we need to get this rubber stamp yes. by the key principles involved.
But you also, I mean, it's fair to wonder, too, with what's happening in the Minnesota-Denver series, if that is also, I don't think it should, but is it influencing the thought process of the Suns organization?
I would hope not. I get that it's making Suns fans feel better. And look, even Tim Ring, who covered the Bulls with me in Chicago, I saw him tweet out, hey, the Suns were leading at halftime of two of these games. Look, there's a lot of gymnastics going on to make yourselves feel better about this basketball team. And I'm okay with that. But what you got to realize on the flip side, two things. Number one, you're actually cheering for the Timberwolves to emerge as this great power in the Western Conference. And I'm not sure that's a better alternative, right?
No, because they're equipped to stay there for a while.
That's it, because they've got a 22-year-old superstar, and they've got a team that's really feeling it right now. And there's even more to it, because you take a look across the Western Conference, and you kind of see, wow, okay, there's a lot of good teams here. And if there's anything that we also believe that maybe we're not talking about enough is how this team looked in the postseason compared to how they looked in the regular season, and whether or not running it back is folly on that merit alone, that this team is just not built to survive the physicality that is now being not only allowed but embraced in the NBA.
See, I'm not going to sit here and say the Suns weren't ready to compete in the playoffs. I think they were fully ready to compete against the Minnesota Timberwolves team they saw three times in the regular season. Which I'll get to my second point on this in a second. They were not ready for what Minnesota put out there.
Just like Denver's not ready for it.
Which is even more inexcusable for Denver as the defending champions and watching and having scouts watch what they did against the Suns. And again, maybe this is just a defense mechanism for me trying to make myself feel better. Watching the Nuggets melt down, that was well beyond anything we saw from the Suns in that series. The Suns got better as the series went on. In fact, Game 4 was their best game. They they didn't have the horses. The Minnesota Timberwolves broke the Denver Nuggets. They absolutely broke them. We talked about it three postseasons ago, and the Suns broke the Nuggets in that four-game sweep. That last game in Denver, that whole team came apart at the seams. Nikola Jokic lost his ever-loving mind.
What was your line that he had a really funny line about that?
He's so frustrated in this Minnesota series, he's going to try to kill Cameron Payne again.
Now, even though my heart tells me it's over, I'm not closing the book on the Nuggets yet, because I'm not sure the Timberwolves, I don't know how they're going to deal with this prosperity. If they win Game 3, clearly it's over. Most everybody on the planet already thinks it's over. Something in me is warning myself not to go there just yet.
Yeah.
But that being said, you'd have these same questions about the Nuggets. Because I'll be honest with you, it's not really all that surprising to me. Because the way the Suns handled the Nuggets this year, something looked off about the Nuggets to me this year during the regular season, and I put way too much stock on, okay, they're bored. They're a championship team. Yeah. They got a trophy in the lobby of their building. They're just waiting to flick that switch. The team that's flicked the switch is the Minnesota Timberwolves, and that switch is defense.
Yeah.
And apparently that's a switch you can flick.
Yeah, well, they had that switch on for a lot of the regular season. We didn't see it against the Suns,
but
they've taken it to a different level. Do you have a favorite youth sports coach who represents the best in sportsmanship and competition? If so, text the word coach to 620-620. They'll have a chance to win a $500 gift card. Once again, that's coach to 620-620. Coming up, Jerry Seinfeld once said, as a sports fan, you basically root for laundry. We've got an experiment. We're going to take laundry out of the mix next. It's Bickley and Murata Mornings here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.